家好，欢迎来到可可口语课堂。气温在渐渐升高，美丽的南方很多女孩穿起了裙子，陪姐妹去逛街。她看上了一条连衣裙，但在考虑该选哪种颜色，纠结了老半天。我有点不耐烦了。For God's sake, stop dithering and make up your mind. 看在上帝面上，别再犹豫了，快拿定主意吧。For God's sake, stop dithering and make up your mind.Sake, S-A-K-E, 做名词呢，表示理由、缘故或者目的、利益，通常使用这样的结构 for the sake of, 然后加上名词，表示为了什么什么的原因，为了什么什么起见 for the sake of。为了舒适，他换上了旧衣服。舒适的形容词是 comfortable， 名词形式呢叫做 comfort。为了舒适起见 for the sake of comfort。She changed into old clothes for the sake of comfort. 为了舒适，她换上了旧衣服。She changed into old clothes for the sake of comfort. 为了你女儿的安全起见，不要让她在半夜出去。Don't let your daughter go out in the middle of the night for the sake of her safety. He's going to live by the coast for the sake of his health. 他为了自己的健康，打算到海滨地区去居住。He's going to live by the coast for the sake of his health.说到的 for the sake of something 也可以用 for blah blah sake 来表示。我说的这个 blah blah 你可以用很多名词来代替，注意是名词 for blah blah sake。 比如说，他因为诗歌美而喜欢诗歌， He loves poetry for beauty's sake。 这里的 beauty 就是名词，也是构成他喜欢诗歌的原因。 He loves poetry， 他喜欢诗歌，为什么呢？因为诗歌美， for beauty's sake。一样画葫芦，我们为了方便起见才这么做，该怎么表达呢？方便形容词是 convenient， 名词形式是 convenience。 一起来说，我们为了方便起见才这么做， We did it for convenience sake。 为了安全起见，在室内开车时速不要超过30公里，安全形容词是 safe。 那注意，在刚提到的结构中，我们要填入的是名词 safety， safety。For safety's sake, don't drive more than 30 kilometers per hour in the city. 为了安全起见，在室内开车时速不要超过30公里。For safety's sake, don't drive more than 30 kilometers per hour in the city. 还有一个常用的表达呢，叫做看在上帝份上， for God's sake. For God's sake, don't tell him. 行行好，请别告诉他。For God's sake, stop dithering and make up your mind. 看在上帝面上，别再犹豫了，快拿定主意吧。有人问 make up one's mind， 我知道是什么意思，表示做出决定，拿定主意。那 dither 是什么意思啊？这个单词我可不熟。 OK， dither， D-I-T-H-E-R， 既可以做动词也可以做名词。做名词呢，表示发抖。 The sight of the policeman made the murderer all of a dither. 一见到警察，那个谋杀者就吓得浑身发抖。 The sight of the policeman， 见到警察这件事儿， made the murderer， 让那个谋杀者all of a dither， 浑身发抖。The sight of the policeman made the murderer all of a dither. 当你冷得发抖的时候呢，你在想我到底该怎么办，是加些衣服呢，还是开空调呢？开空调很费电，那加衣呢又很麻烦，这样你就犹豫不决了。这就是 dither 第二个意思，犹豫。 He tends to get all of a dither when there are many possible choices. 面临很多选择时，他便会犹豫不决。 Tend to do something， 倾向于如何如何。 He tends to get all of a dither， 他犹豫不决。在什么情况下会这样呢？ When there are many possible choices， 在面临很多可能的选择的时候。 dither 表示犹豫的时候呢，通常是做动词使用的。 Stop dithering about which film you want to see or you miss them both， 到底要看哪一部影片，别再犹豫了，不然的话两部影片你都要耽误了。 Stop dithering about which film you want to see， 别再犹豫到底看哪一部影片了， or you will miss them both， 否则两部你都要耽误了。We are still dithering over whether to marry. 我们仍在犹豫要不要结婚。We are still dithering over whether to marry. 那想说一句话，顺便来复习一下上一节学到的表达。Don't get married just for the sake of it. 意思是什么呢？相信你已经知道了。不要为了结婚而结婚。Don't get married just for the sake of it.If you're still dithering over whether to marry, then I want to tell you, don't get married just for the sake of it. You should consider over whether or not you will live a happy life when you get married. After all, marriage is an extremely important thing in your life. What do you say? 好了，现在我们回到开头提到的句子中。 For God's sake, stop dithering and make up your mind. 看在上帝面上，别再犹豫了，快拿定主意吧。For God's sake, stop dithering and make up your mind.节目临近结束，想提到一首英文名诗 The Road Not Taken 未选择的路 The two roads diverged in a yellow wood And sorry I could not travel both 黄色的树林里分出了两条路可惜我不能同时去涉足 And be one traveler long I stood 我在那路口久久伫立 And looked down one as far as I could To where it bent in the underground 我向这一条路极目望去直到它消失在丛林深处 Then took the other as just as fair但我选择了另外一条路这也是个好去处我们经常会面临各种各样的选择常常在 dither 犹豫不决对于选择我想重大的选择必须谨慎多犹豫考虑一下未尝不可但是对于小事情就不要优柔寡断了 For God's sake 看在上帝面上潇洒一些吧洒脱一些对自己好一些今天的节目到这儿告一段落我们下一期不见不散拜拜